From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Since 1946, Americans have been studying abroad under the Fulbright program. This year, one of the scholars was commentator Murad Kalam, who spent his time in Egypt.
Khawaga. I can think of few words in the Arabic language as dreadful as khawaga. A khawaga is a tourist, a foreigner, a dupe, someone to be overcharged and misled. Cairo is filled with khawagas and those who prey upon them, beggars, tour operators, taxi drivers, street hustlers. I am not a khawaga because, as an African-American, I can pass for Egyptian. How liberating it was in my first week in Cairo to be just another Egyptian. For the first time in my life, no assumptions were attached to my appearance. Unlike New York, Boston, or D.C., I could catch a cab anywhere at any time. I spent a week just hailing cabs, riding them endlessly on busy streets along the Nile. Of course, I was not passing in the American sense. Passing has an ugly connotation in America. Historically, it was a light-skinned black person feigning whiteness to avoid discrimination at the cost of his self-worth. This was just an experiment, life without stereotypes. I was not running from myself. My cultural identity was proudly waiting for me in America. I wanted only to know what it felt like not to be a minority. But even while passing, I knew I was a khawaga, a tourist cut off from the real Egypt. But I had traveled to Egypt to write a novel of modern Cairo. A khawaga was the one thing I could not afford to be. Then a Bedouin family from Giza adopted me. They owned a souvenir shop in downtown Cairo. Sometimes in their souvenir shop, I would sit with them when foreigners came in. Unnoticed, I watched the tourists wander about the store. I watched them sneer at the prices of King Tut paintings, refuse to sit and talk with my adopted family. I watched them condescend. A khawaga, I realized, was only visiting. A khawaga had not come to see the real Egypt, had no care to know Egyptians, only to take snapshots of the pyramids and to leave with cheap souvenirs. I sat silently sipping my tea, shaking my head at the tourists, thinking, silly khawagas. Then the war began. From my balcony, I watched the anti-war protests in downtown Cairo. I saw the hurled rocks, mobs, broken glass, soldiers, water cannons. I left the next week, cut short my stay. I could not wait to be an American again.
Murad Kalam lives in Detroit.